with me now is Jarrett Pollock from Edmonton, and Jarrett is with the group UB. And this group has just recently released its second CD, which is called Homebrew. And the first one is called Hardwood Harmonics, and that was when I first heard about UB back at Dauphin at the Ukrainian Festival. I finally caught up with Jarrett, so we've got him on the line now to tell us all about UB and the big question I've had for many years about this group. So welcome to Nash Holos, Jarrett. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
Now, you've been around since when? I first heard about you in Dauphin, and I can't even remember the year that was.
That would have been in 2005 when we were in Dauphin, but the group has been around since actually 1997.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been around for quite a while. We're not as prolific in the CD making business as some others, so we kind of come in and out of publicity, but still kicking around since that time.
Awesome. Now there on Hardwood Harmonics, I see four of you, and I see a whole bunch of people on your new CD. So tell us about who are the guys in the band now, and who were they, and who have you been working with? I see Brian Cherwick here, so you've been doing some collaborating with other Edmonton artists.
Oh yes, yeah. The lineup has changed several times. We originally started out with those four members that you see on the cover of Hardwood Harmonics: myself, Arko Furtich, and two Zakordonsky brothers from here in town. We had already at that time essentially added two other vocalists, Dan Bridges and Dave Kozak, but they were kind of not full-time yet. Right after Hardwood Harmonics in 2002, we had basically added them full-time. And then shortly after that, Brian, who you had mentioned of the Cubasonics fame, also essentially became a full-time member until just recently when he relocated to St. John's, Newfoundland.
And he never said.
Yeah, he's an East Coaster now.
Yeah, I knew he was in Newfoundland, but I did not know that he was playing with you guys. So we've played some music. Listeners that have been listening to Nash Holos probably be familiar with your music because I've been playing it for a long time. You do a really nice mix of contemporary, but you still kind of keep that traditional feel to it.
Yeah, that's, a lot of bands are, at least especially in Western Canada, still have that traditional feel in the background. It's something that everyone's familiar with and that we certainly like to keep alive. But at the same time, we take influences from all over the place, bands from Ukraine, just regular music that everyone listens to, top 40 music, jazz, country. So we take our influence from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us interested as well.
Right, yeah. Well, since 1997, now that's quite a while. What prompted you, what got you guys together in the first place? Why did you decide to start a polka band and a rock polka band?
Well, we were, most of us were either in high school or just out of high school at the time. And we had all danced in the Vohoin Ukrainian Dance Ensemble from Edmonton and attended Zabavas and various festivals. And we had just thought it would be a great idea, give it a try, because we really enjoyed that sort of music. And most of us weren't very experienced in playing music, but we kind of learned our instruments together and grew up playing in the band. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of a unique experience that way.
Yeah, wow. You grew up with the band. And you learned the music as you went along. So did you take formal music lessons in school, or were you in school bands, or how did that work?
Yeah, all of us had had a little bit of musical training, but certainly not enough that we would have just got together and started playing a circuit. We really did, some of us, learn how to play our instruments and sing and everything together. We also now, all of us that sing in the band, which are quite a few of us, five of us, all sing in a choir here in town, and have actually sung in a cappella groups together as well.
Okay, well, that explains your vocals are outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so you're all good singers. But you do this is a part-time gig for you guys. So what? Tell us about the band members. You're a lawyer?
Yes, I am. I'm a lawyer in town. We have two people that are contractors here in town. We have students. So we have one student. We have, well, of course, Brian, who's a professor.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quite a range. Everyone's working and with families and everything. So this is definitely a part-time part-time occupation, but still a lot of fun.
Yeah, so do you do gigs around town?
Yep, we play quite a few weddings and zabavas for dance groups and that sort of thing. And we've played, I think, most major festivals in Western Canada. We've also traveled to North Dakota for the festival they have there. And we've done, well, we released our CD this past summer in Dauphin at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, and that was quite a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. And I got it courtesy Roman Bertin, who does the radio program in your fair city. So I was just delighted because I wasn't aware that you had released another CD. So, and I said, I want to talk to you. So.
Well, people had been wondering for quite a long time when we'd put out another product, and life and all sorts of other things, and just the busy schedule playing gigs had got in the way of us getting back into the studio. But we decided that we better do it, you know, just to keep our name out there, and also for our own benefit. Our band had matured and changed to a point where we wanted to record the band as it was today, and good thing we did, because Brian relocated almost you know, a few short weeks after we were done, so it was perfect timing.
Have you got a replacement for Brian?
No, we've been doing without. We did have a CD release party here in town in September where we hired a keyboardist, and that's mainly what he played with us. But there's still plans for Brian to come back and join us at some point. For instance, we're in talks with the Toronto Ukrainian Festival to play this coming September, and he'll probably meet us in the middle and play for that. For instance,
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be great. So you've been doing the gigs. Are there a lot of groups in Edmonton, great groups, I have to say, that have come and gone? But you're like, what is that group, Dumka, that has had several incarnations and just kind of kept going and going. And so you're sort of the same way. So it is good that you recorded this second album, because I've been just playing the dickens out of the first one. And I've had this constant, this is the big question time now. How did you come up with the name, and what does UB stand for?
Okay, well, we've heard lots of guesses, and people think they know the answer to that. And of course, the most common guesses are that it's either Ukrainian band or Ukrainian boys, but actually that's not the case.
Neither one.
Neither one.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what, we no one really knows the answer to that question.
Nope, and not even you guys?
Well, some of us do.
We've
decided now that we're not going to divulge that information anymore, and so it kind of keeps a mystery, and people seem to think it's kind of funny, but we let people come up with their own guesses, but almost never right.
Well, that's cruel, you know. I've been building up the listeners to this interview, say, okay, now we're going to finally find out all these years, and we're never going to find out.
No, I don't think it's ever going to get out there. I have to say, if you find out, you'd probably be very disappointed.
Oh.
It's not that interesting.
Well, okay, well, we'll keep the mystique up, and we'll certainly keep playing your the music on our show. And can people get your CD?
Sure, yeah. It's available in several places online for those that aren't in and around Edmonton. It can be downloaded from either iTunes or CD Baby. Those are two websites that allow you to download it directly, or from cdbaby.com. That's the website. You can also physically order the CD. You can also go to the Ukrainian bookstore's website, and they will be able to ship it to you as well.
Okay, and I'll have all those links on the Nash Hollis blog then to help listeners out. So, and are both CDs available?
Yes, both CDs are available everywhere. But we've actually reprinted the original one. We had completely sold out of the first CD, but we've redone it, and so now everything's available again.
Oh, great! That's wonderful. Yeah, because it's timeless. I mean, it's a really nice mix of traditional and contemporary, and it's just a really solid sound.
Oh, I appreciate that. We've had some pretty good contact lately with people. Ukrainians around the world. In fact, this January, we've been asked to come to Melbourne, Australia, so they're going to fly us down for a Malanka in Melbourne.
Wow!
Yep, this January 14th, we'll be playing Malanka in the sweltering heat.
Oh, my goodness. How fun. Well, congratulations. That's great that that you're getting so known and that people recognize your talent and are willing to fly you halfway around the world. Fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a fun experience.
Yeah, yeah. What do your kids and your family think about Dad being in a band, and Dad's buddies?
Oh, well, they all like it. There's a lot of us have kids now, and so we've you know, they come to the events when they can, and they know they've seen it, and they've all of them have hung around while we rehearse and that sort of thing. So it's quite a bit of fun, actually.
Are any of them going to take after the old blocks?
I'm sure some of them will, for sure. Oh yeah, sure. They're, a lot of them are. We have all the way up to 5 years old almost, so they're starting to take lessons even, and certainly take an interest.
Oh, that's great. Super. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, Jared, to talk to Nash Holis about the group. And good luck with your future recording endeavors and all your gigs, and have a great time down under.
Thanks very much for having us on, and thanks for promoting not only our music on your program, but all of the great music from Canada.
Oh, well, my pleasure, and I absolutely mean that. So thanks again, Jared, and again, all the best, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.